Random Bench continues with Dairy Queen on the Eagle 94.1. Now, Broncos head coach and general manager, Mark Lamb.
Coach, your thoughts on the 2-0 loss in Medicine Hat yesterday?
We played a really good game last night. Thought we played for 60 minutes. Probably the bad thing about our two power plays that we didn't get anything going at all. Other than that, it was just a solid game. Created all kinds of scoring chances. I thought we had some real good rhythm going within the lines. Our D played good. Our goaltending was good. Just real frustrating that we didn't get a point out of it or win the hockey game.
Why do you think, is there anything you can point to? I mean, we've talked about this before. When you've had a hard time scoring, you can overanalyze it a little bit. When you play well, you play well. But is there anything you can point to as to why you guys aren't being able to take advantage of the chances you're creating right now?
No, because we're doing so many things right. I don't know how many posts and crossbars and pucks that you have to get to the net. I think we can hit the net more than we do. I think we go to the net pretty good. We can always do it more. We can always, percentage-wise, we can always get there and do a little bit more. But, you know, when you put a game like that and you analyze how that game was last night and you watch it again today and you have the feel of on the bench, there isn't anything wrong with that game. But we didn't score, and that's the hardest part, you know, with hockey. And to teach scoring is something that you have to have some natural ability. We got guys doing the right thing and making the right shot and not scoring. What can you do about that? You got to go back to the drawing board, and you got to go out there and work a little bit harder, and it'll happen.
There's a couple of big odd man rushes where you guys didn't get shots out of it. Do you feel like the guys could have done something different there? Were they overthinking the play a little bit, maybe? Or
in our odd numbered rushes, you got to execute something. And that's being creative and using your offensive brain. When it's an even man rush, it's different. You want to get the puck deep, and but when you have a 4-on-1, you can't take the puck and make it a 1-on-1. That's just common hockey sense.
The power play went 0-for-2 today. You said you didn't like it. It seemed, again, like just getting set up was the problem. When you guys get set up, you're always creating chances. Do you find teams are just attacking early because they notice that that has been a problem for you guys?
Well, I think teams are doing that, but yesterday that wasn't the situation at all. I think it was just us. You know, we got it in, we got set up, we tried to make a couple high-risk plays, and now we're breaking out at the other end, and we just didn't have anything going on it. And, you know, it's really hard for us to get any momentum and get some... I thought the game here, I really thought we were starting to work the penalty kill on. We scored a power play goal, and, you know, we don't get out there enough. But even the last power play we had, we're really starting to break down the penalty kill on.
You guys caused a lot of turnovers yesterday, and what were you doing effectively to do that?
Well, we talked about our forecheck, and you know, we changed a little bit, on it, and we were skating and we were hounding it. We had our legs last night, which we looked a little bit sluggish in the games before that. But I really liked the attitude. I liked everything about it, except we didn't win.
I mean, certainly frustrating when you're able to shut down an offense like that the way you did for two games and don't get victories. But why did you guys have success shutting down all that top six skill Medicine Hat has?
Well, I think we're a pretty good defensive team, and we have great goaltending, and that's the strength of our hockey club, and our goals against is really good. Like I say, there's a lot of good things about this hockey club, and it's been a thorn in our side, the goal scoring all year long, and I don't think we can start taking chances and start getting risky and start getting soft. We'll be in big trouble then. We got to stick to it and get back to winning the one-goal games, the 2-1, 3-2 games.
You got Brandon today. What do you expect from the matchup with the Wheat Kings?
Well, I expect a real hard game. These games are scary. Every game here on in, we got 10 games left. We got ourselves right in the mix. It's should be a fun time for Swift Current and fun time for our hockey club. It's a spot where we haven't been the last couple of years. This is what it's all about. Real competitive hockey going right down the stretch.
Any lineup changes today?
Spags is coming out and Bosk is going in.
You go back to Lorikainen again?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you very much, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Broncos coach and general manager Mark Lamb will come back next with the starting lineups on the Eagle 94.1.